Very fortunate to have an incredible partnership for years and years and years with ABC Books on North Glenstone. Incredible local business. Making it possible for us to do incredible interviews. And our interview today, David Horowitz, best-selling author of Dark Agenda's latest, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Man, the only way I can think to open this is say, it is getting bad. I mean, it's bad. And I've lived through, in my relatively short life here on Earth, hearing about the most important election of our lifetime and slippery slope. I mean, the slippery slope's behind us, I think, and we are just in a place that was, I believe, once upon a time, totally unimaginable. And, of course, you write about this in your book, The Enemy Within. How did we get where we are today?
Well, it was a 50-year march to the institutions by the anti-American Marxist left to take control of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party today is an anti-American party. It's a racist party. I'm pleased to listen to your news that Missouri is a resistance state. Internal passports is what totalitarian governments do. And they can use that passport. They can add to it requirements for your own good, like health. And then they can control your access to anything. It takes away your freedom of movement. Terrible, terrible proposal, but that's what they're aiming at. They think they know better than everybody. And the theme of this administration is equity, which is systemic racism. There actually is no systemic racism in America. And you know that because we passed a law in 1964, the Civil Rights Act, which outlaws specifically systemic and institutional racism. So if there were, you know, if police departments were systemically racist, there would be thousands of lawsuits filed by, you know, if anything, filed by all the black lawyers, district attorneys, attorneys general, mayors, city council members, Congress people. But there are no lawsuits, and that just shows you that it's a big lie.
Well, and I would say
that they're using. Yeah.
Well, and I'd say in addition to that, I don't know that there's any other country that you see so many minorities try to come to both legally and illegally. And generally, I find,
of course.
Yeah, minorities don't run towards racists.
Blacks in America are the richest, freest, most privileged blacks in the world, including all of black Africa and the black Caribbean countries. That's the reality. It's just unbelievable. There's a huge black middle class. I mean, and the Democrats have just punished an African-American city. Atlanta is a city that's run by blacks. Everybody in charge is black. And they took $100 million in the All-Star game away. Why? Because they want to commit voter fraud. They don't want voter IDs. Now, a photo ID, first of all, it's racist by the Democrats. As I say, they're a racist party. Poor blacks are too stupid to get photo IDs. Well, first of all, if they are, they can't get ID. They can't get food stamps. They can't get welfare. They can't get prescription drugs at the drugstore, for crying out tears. And if that were true, when in fact it's a big lie, if that were true, the remedy would be, let's make it easier for people to get photo IDs.
Just, right.
But what they really want is they want to commit election fraud, which they do on a massive scale. You know, they stole two elections in Georgia this time around. Their chief weapon is to call conservatives, anybody who disagrees with them who's white, a white supremacist. I'm waiting, and one of the reasons I wrote this book, The Enemy Within, is to provide what I think is the proper battle language. I want to hear Republicans calling Democrats racist when they're racist. The only Republican I know that called a Democrat or racist is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's why he was so effective. That's why they hated him.
Yeah, the language, the Republicans have a very difficult time with language and translation, and they fear, I think, oftentimes utilizing this language, and maybe because they've been recipients of it. But I even notice when it comes to the issue of, you mentioned the voting in Georgia, they keep talking about, well, the media is putting out a false narrative. Now, they need to say they're lying. You know, false narrative
exactly
is political
right.
speaking.
No, it's because they're brought up too well. They're too polite.
Yeah.
It's breeding.
We're talking with
if you're brought up, as I was brought up in a communist family. Everything was battle talk at the dinner table. It was all about politics, and it was all battle talk. And, you know, I think most conservatives now, as things have gotten so bad, they're probably talking about politics at the dinner table. But, you know, for generations, they haven't.
We're talking with our author of the week, David Horowitz, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement's Destroying America. I want to talk a little bit about critical race theory. Critical race theory is something that they've been indoctrinating teachers in the Springfield Public School District. We could not really get any sort of media coverage. I mean, we talked about it, and I even sort of attempted to shame media
into
covering
it. Yeah, they're teaching little kids to be racist.
Well, and explain, because it's always presented as, well, it's just equity. Who could be against this? Explain this.
Equity is redistribution of income from whites to blacks. That's the way Biden defines it. They've got all these bills and plans to give resources to people of color. You know who the richest ethnic group in America is? It's not white people. It's South Asian Indians. It's Kamala Harris's heritage. That's the richest economic group. Japanese Americans are richer than whites, and it's by a good margin. So how could America be a racist country if that's the case? It isn't. The Democrats are liars, and they're racist. Critical race theory is Farrakhanism. The creator, Derek Bell, founder of it, loved Louis Farrakhan. He thought he was a prophet. Farrakhan is a, you know, it's like everybody's silent about this. There is the biggest racist, overtly racist organization in America is the Nation of Islam. And the Black Caucus in the Congress is wrapped around it. And I say this as somebody who was fighting for civil rights in 1948. That's how old I am, marching for civil rights. It's tragic what's happened. America was such a great country from the point of view of race relations, of integrating, including people. You know, our birth certificate says all men are created equal and have a God-given right to liberty. And the Democrats, the New York Times, Pulitzer, and the Democrat Party want to make the founding date not 1776, when that proclamation was given, but 1619, when they falsely say 20 slaves were imported into Virginia. And in 1619, slavery was outlawed in Virginia. Everything they say is a lie. I think people are beginning to realize how tragic this is.
If you could, and you mentioned the vaccine passports. Now, in Springfield, Springfield has been the local government more to the left when it comes to dealing with this. While as a state we may not have had an official mask mandate, there has been one in place, and it's still in place in Springfield. And, you know, they got to the point where they set up a hotline for people to report on others. And when that didn't work, they just started telling people to call 911 if they saw someone without a mask. And it created horrible.
That's what communists do. Yeah. That's what the Soviet Union did. China has a social credit system. They put Fitbits on you and you're required to walk so many steps a day or run so much for your own health. That's your passport, and if you don't, they deny you freedoms. The Biden administration is a totalitarian administration. He's put racists in charge of civil rights at the Justice Department. It's just real, what's happened. And I agree with your opening statements. Who would have thought that this could happen and happen so quickly in our country?
So finally, then, as we talk with our author of the week, David Horowitz, the book Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America, is there any hope? What can people do?
The hope is 79 million people, and it's actually more than that because they stuffed the ballot boxes in that election. 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. America is still there, and it's, you know, conservatives have been too complacent for too many years while this was happening. I wrote five books about the schools, and they're indoctrinating like 5-year-olds, teaching them, white kids, that they're racist. It's child abuse on an epic scale. So I think there's a lot of hope if the conservative America, patriotic America, comes out, organize, find out what's going on in the classrooms, and fight it. You have to fight and find out what your kids are being fed in school and fight it. And Republicans are in charge of, I don't know how many state legislatures, but it's probably over 30. That's the purse strings of these public schools.
Well, fortunately, in Springfield, we just had an election, and one of the individuals who got elected, an immigrant to the United States, was very, very, very vocal against critical race theory and a number of the things that they're doing, and she is certainly going to be a voice for the children, and so there is some hope there as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
Fight. You lose if you don't fight. That's a certainty, and that's what's happened over the last 50 years. All the our freedoms are being eroded because people won't fight. And I'm, you know, I say this, when I came into the right, you know, I was one of the leaders of the new left in the 60s. When I came into the right, I voted for Ronald Reagan. The first thing I said is, where's the ground army? Mm-hmm. You know, the left has all these organizations putting pressure on corporations and pressure on politicians. And the conservatives, you know, had no movement.
Sitting around having
and
luncheons.
That's changed. Donald Trump has created a conservative movement. You know, those massive crowds during the campaign. Right. That's our hope.
Best-selling author of Dark Agenda, David Horowitz, his latest, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
ABC Books, North Glenstone, of course, where you can pick up this book, as past books as well, and all our Author of the Week books, and anything else. If they happen to be out of it, don't worry, they can get it for you. Lickety-split. I think that's a term people still use. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.